rolling.
Peace, world, and God bless. He is risen. Jesus is King. Lord of Lords, and he also is black. We're going to get into that a little bit later. I'm Cameron Ra. I'm the son of the sun. I'm the one. I'm here with CJ, the finish him, Day Slayer. But we also got a guest, the underground mayor of Orlando.
Yo.
He's going to drop some knowledge and wisdom and, you know, bless the show. So what are we talking about today, bro? All
right. So Jesus Christ was black. So we're going to talk about that. Trump selling American-themed Bibles, The Hustle. We're going to talk about transgender visibility. We're also going to talk about CERN and the solar eclipse and NASA. And then we're going to talk about Haiti and the status of gangs in America. And we're going to talk about the three types of black roots. I'm leaving it vague on purpose. And then we're also going to end on Swift and CBC. And then we're going to talk about Cam's experience in Orlando so far.
Yo, if we could fit all that in an hour,
yeah,
let's get to it.
Let's do it.
You know, happy Easter, everybody, for, you know, for those who celebrate. And it ain't about the Easter Bunny, it's about Jesus. This is, I mean, I guess it does kind of correlate to, there was a pagan religion before Jesus. Anyways, he was black, or according to Putin, you know, they cracked this safe. It was a vault. They had all these ancient paintings, and Jesus, along with all the saints, they were black. And, you know, even in the Bible, it says his hair was long like wool. And, you know, our hair is woolly. And I'll go take it further and say that he may have had lock hair, too. Because Jesus was a Nazarite. Nazarites didn't own combs. Samson had locks. Ezekiel had locks. Do your due diligence. But anyways, this is not a religious show, but, you know, it's a special day, so I'm going to bless it with some scripture real quick. So 1 Corinthians, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yeah, we are found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he has raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and your sins. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to preach.
No, but, you do.
So when the resurrection happened, mm-hmm. the Roman Empire, which is like the government at the time, they wanted to prove that it didn't happen, and they would hold people's babies like at sword point, and mm-hmm. the parents of the kids would be like, listen, I know you're going to kill my child if I say this is true, but mm-hmm. they still witnessed that, and kids died to, you know, they're trying to prove it was wrong. But, yeah, I do believe that he rose from the dead. There's some details that mm-hmm. I don't understand everything, but God is real. And as I mentioned, he is black. But why, perhaps this is where you guys can jump in, why do you think there's so much effort to make Jesus European?
Well, just based on European history, it's all about propaganda, war, murder, pillaging, like, it's just how it is. So why wouldn't they use religion to enforce that, especially religions that they didn't understand? That was the whole purpose, to essentially brainwash those whose religions they didn't believe in to make it understandable, and also to hold this power.
Interesting. So it's like almost like they've weaponized an attempt to weaponize
religion.
Yeah,
yeah. From the dawn of time, they use religion as control. Think about it.
Real talk.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, it's that's just leading to our second topic. Is like Trump is selling American themed Bibles. Is that the Is that the same thing?
He's playing he's to smart. the evangelist voters or religious folks that's conservative, real conservative religious. He's smart. That's smart deal.
It seems that he's smart, but at the same time, it's those people, the real conservatives, like, and even to some extent myself, like, I don't think you should mess with the Bible. Like, he added the Constitution to it. He's not calling it the Holy Bible. He's calling it the American whatever Bible. Yeah. It's just like, I respect a hustle. I do. But I just feel like that's something, the faith one is something you should trust.
But he's ran by money. So, you know, people with comes, that's their religion. So when it comes regular, they don't care. They treat it as is, right? Like you said before, he's just trying to get his votes with the shoes. He tried to, that's for black people.
I can't knock him.
Yeah, I can't knock. But I get what you're saying. Religion is a sticky, messy area to mess with. But religion is what it is now. So it's easy for people to talk bad about it now. Not like back in the day. It was sacred.
That's true.
It was so sacred. Now it's
we were just talking about how, like, back in the day, that even some churches were hustles.
Yeah.
And then they messed up. Someone said, like, we should get a church so we can get away with mad crimes.
Because of how it's set up. Freedom of religion, so you can't encroach on somebody's religion.
But I still feel the individual, there's some sort of, karma's the only word I can think of, but, like, when you dabble with that, there's a million ways to hustle.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not no one's financial advisor. I just don't think you should do it
for he's so popular, he don't even need to do that, if he really being honest.
He could sell another book for the same price.
But if you want to get deep on it, people with money kind of lose themselves, who they are as a soul or their goodness as a person. So him to talk about the Bible, he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So you got,
isn't it basically the concept of billionaires, once you become a billionaire, the amount of dirt you had to get that billion?
So
I guess it kind of plays into that. Because you got to think, too, he's been president. So think about the amount of dirt he's done and seen in his first, when he was a president.
You mean to say that may have shaken his beliefs or his values?
Maybe.
He's always been like that, though. He's showing, in some aspects, I think he's showing his true colors.
Yeah.
But I feel like when it comes to that, you should really leave religion out. Religion and politics.
Yeah, it's messy. Or,
you know,
it's messy.
But I think it's like with the conservative side, it has always been, like, religion has always been part of their politics. That's why they try to make laws that are, like, commandments.
But then they also been hypocrites. Time after time, they get caught in these scandals with escorts or, you know, child predators and all this stuff. And so you also, because you're hypocrites based on all that stuff too.
But they're still, they're still human.
For sure.
Power corrupts. But so today's Easter, you know what I mean? It's a special day around the world. Uh-huh. I do believe Christianity is probably one of the biggest religions in the world. Or is it Islam? I forget.
I wouldn't necessarily say Islam because
I said the top three.
Christian is broken down. You got Presbyterian. Just different brands of being Christian.
Because had two brands of Islam? Yeah.
It was a Sunni Shia.
Well, so maybe it's four or three. Because you got Nation of Islam. That's a different set, right? Then you got Shiites. What's the other one? Sunni?
Yeah.
So that's three. So I think that's it, right? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either. On that, but even if you were to just, and I know they're all unique, but if you were to lump them all in together, so you got all the Muslim nations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then my understanding is, like, Indonesia is one of the biggest Muslim countries, like, in the world, like, more than the Middle East, because their population, and there's a lot of Muslims there. But where I was going with this is that it ain't no secret that today is Easter. It's like a religious holiday.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that the Joe Biden wants to make today, Easter, Transgender Visibility Day.
Uh-huh.
And that, it's no secret that, you know, all support to the community of letters and such, but that those values conflict with Christianity. You can pick any random Tuesday and make it Transgender Visibility Day. Why would you deliberately, it's almost like you went out of your way, 365 days, let's call five of them holy days. Yeah. I'll even lower it down to three.
Yeah.
And you tend to pick one, this day to associate it with Transgender Visibility. And I shouted out on a podcast during COVID, I mean the blip, pardon me, like the government was trying to attack churches. Like, yeah. In 2020, churches were closed for the first time on Easter in like 100 years. I was like, that's freaking unprecedented. And then there's all these backdoor deals they're trying to finagle in with, like, yo, y'all can have church if you do X, Y, Z. But this is and I'm not even hardcore conservative, and I'm like, yo, that's shocking. Where y'all
go? Okay, so I grew up in the church, right? I don't go to church, but I grew up in the church. I know the Bible, you know, a couple other things. So if you want to break it down biblical wise, the first test, you know, first part of the Bible, it was a tabernacle, right? God destroyed that because they was praising the tabernacle, right? So I say this, that it's a day. So a lot of people, I think people shouldn't really trip about it because you shouldn't pray that, you shouldn't praise that day, right? You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't praise that if you want to be, you know, biblical about it, you should praise that day itself. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I totally get what you're saying. And it's like, it's not even about the...
It's why.
It's not praising the day. It's just a matter that it is...
sacred, leave it like it
is. No, not even that. Not even that. It is... it's like a symbolic attack.
I got you.
And that's it. That's where I'm going. Because you're right. It's like you shouldn't... like Christmas, it's a day. But from a symbolic...
yeah, I got you.
Like, it seems like...
it's matching Trump energy.
Say that again?
Kind of like matching Trump energy.
I was about to say that. He's trying to get voters.
Yeah, he's trying. So, because the way the society is right now is... they don't go against religions. It's more so they doing what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They're not abiding by the religion rules and stuff like that. So he's just trying to get them votes, I think. But it's wrong. I get what you're saying.
It's almost, how you say, the opposite of what Trump's doing. They're both kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because one is like trying to pimp the Bible, and then the other one's like F you to a religious holiday.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, either way, because they touch it. Yeah. I just feel like you shouldn't even touch on it, but they plan on that. They plan on that side that against religion, that freedom of
their plans.
Yeah.
They're going like everybody talks junk about the Bible now, so they're trying to, and then everybody's with the trans the rights and stuff. So,
but it was like, but it's so. They made it so obvious.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm pointing out. Is just like, it's just so... Before it seemed subtle, but now it seems like obvious attacks. I just want to further inject. Why this is a big deal is because the nation was founded on the freedom of religion. And if they attack these fundamental freedoms, then everything else will fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's like freedom of speech falls into freedom of press, freedom of religion. It's all.
And these freedom of speech is already under
attack. Yeah, for sure.
Freedom of the press, we have dealt with that. Like, our broadcasts have been under attack. But if they mess with religion, you better believe they're going to F with everything else.
Yeah. They took it out of schools. So.
Yeah.
What was the next topic?
So, the next topic I'm going to tread on lightly because it's on some high level, like CERN.
Okay.
It's a particle collider that's in Switzerland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, it's like driving distance. I'm from like 10 minutes away from the UN.
Okay.
But I'm just, long story short, they're saying they can open portals with this thing.
Yeah.
And they're expanding it. They want to build a larger particle expander.
Mm-hmm.
The benevolent how you say causes. It was before it was the Higgs boson, the God particle, and all that. But like, they want to crack open dimensions and Lord knows what else is going
on. So some time travel shit, like some.
So then there's theories on that too. Yeah. Like, we talked about the Fruit of the Loom logo.
Yeah.
And those what are they called?
Cornucopias.
The cornucopia, but what is it called? It's the effect, the Mandela effect.
Okay.
The Mandela effect is like saying there's theories that either governments or, you know, organizations are trying to edit history and see how much they can get away with. But then there's also theories that we're slipping through alternate time dimensions and how you say, did we talk about Sinbad's film?
Which one?
Where he was a genie.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't seen that in years.
Shazam.
Was it Shaq?
That's Shaq.
But he was a genie. He was a genie.
But I forgot.
No, Kazam was Shaq.
Yeah, I think it was Kazam.
Sinbad had one too.
Sinbad had that one too.
But they're trying to say that didn't exist. And then there's all this. Y'all can go down that rabbit hole. But where I'm bringing all this up to say is that there are folks in laboratories trying to tap into that energy, this alternate dimensions and portals and all that stuff. And when I see the state of the world, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some beings from alternate dimensions running it. And shout out to my buddy Mario. You know, we talk a lot about the spiritual realm, and it's wild because my argument was that I believe in aliens, and he has a different theory, and he said when we talk about entities like angels and demons, they don't live on other planets. He said, I said, so okay, so they're like interdimensional beings, and we came to consensus on that.
Okay,
what's spooky is that the government is now saying that with the UFOs. They're not saying they're, how you say, from other planets and all. They're saying interdimensional beings. So that's why it gave me chills and I got more back into the scriptures and stuff.
Okay. But
folks are in labs. They're trying to tap into that.
I believe in the... you've seen Pacific Rim, right?
Yeah.
I believe it. That has something to do with my... I think that's where aliens at. I believe in aliens because we haven't tapped the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, that's true.
I wholeheartedly believe in aliens. I do. As for the you know, time travel and that stuff, some of that stuff ain't meant for us to mess with, you know? So I think that's why it never works out, right? It never works. We know more than what we're told.
Yeah.
That we're told. But some stuff, is not. We're not meant to mess with that stuff.
So I agree that we shouldn't be messing with the stuff. As far as the aliens, right?
Yeah.
Like, damn, man.
You've seen it in multiple movies. Yeah. So I'm thinking of three movies, right? You said Pacific Rim, that's one. I thought of Blade 3.
And the movie with Queen Latifah. It's called Spear.
Spear? I vaguely remember that. It's another one I thought of. Alien versus Predator. They kind of tap into that. Everything was in Antarctica.
Okay.
So it taps into that Pacific Rim. It's a common theme that it's here already. We just haven't tapped into it. So it's been like hiding beneath the surface or whatever.
There's like, I used to believe in the concept of aliens. But then it's like, You're familiar with the firmament concept?
Yeah, I heard of that.
Essentially, they're saying we're on it. There's a freaking dome.
Yeah.
On there, and that this is in the Bible, but also the Nazi scientists that America smuggled into to the U.S. and he ended up working for running NASA, but he has it on his tombstone, a verse from the Bible, a Psalms about the firmament. And, you know, NASA is, I think it's in Hebrew, it kind of means like lie or deceive or something.
Oh, yeah?
It's a combination of words. It's like, you all can look it up. But I don't want to allude to space is fake, but I don't know what's out there. Yeah, I don't know what's out there. And again,
the concept,
the whole, the, that's why I was telling you in the conversation that it was interdimensional, yeah, and not you. Something that was just far away. It was something from.
I don't believe the concept of what an alien is. To me, that's not a. From when I was young, I didn't believe aliens. Mm-hmm. Was on a UFO or was a green this and that. I don't think that.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's just something we have. It's something here.
Mm. I could see that too, because we.
Yeah.
The water is like, as far as we went down. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was like what. Maybe a little more than 12 miles.
Yeah, we still haven't
reached the bottom yet.
So. And not talking, we talking ocean and in the crust.
And that's what they always just seen that. They always seen over the ocean, as they say. Hmm. I don't believe they come from another planet. I don't believe that.
But that isn't that more terrifying that they're already here?
Not really, because it's almost like we've been living with them.
Yeah.
Compared to, they come from space. Yeah, you're planning something. Mm. Like, you're, compared to they living their own lives among us versus they coming. But then
they know our nature.
They
see humanity as a threat.
Or you could put, and in some aspect, I feel like some of us are, it's something, we're special. Mm. So we might be that person that, I just feel like it's a big... sheet they putting over, like they're telling us what they want us to hear. All of a sudden, now they want to tell us you UFOs real. Mm-hmm. You have this going on, and this I never know America just give us information like that.
But they're still piecemealing it. I just think we're reaching a time in history where it's like, again, maybe these beings, whatever, are on Earth. On the ocean, maybe they're coming from different dimensions.
Yeah.
But we're getting to a point where you can't deny it. Where you can't. Yeah. Where people are seeing more things.
And you know what? I think the blip probably made them comfortable to come out more.
The blip?
Yeah. Oh. Rona.
So, somebody.
Because pretty much all our activity stopped.
Yeah.
So they probably got to roam around or whatever. So that's. And I feel like after that, like, well, things have changed. So now we can. Come out a little more.
You know? I was talking to somebody one time, and they read books and stuff like that. They said that on this planet, it's somebody that look just like that's not a, that dog or whatever they call
double
it.
Gamer.
Not that. It's somebody that's us, and that's what an alien is.
Huh.
Basically, somewhere on this planet, it's somebody that do it, us. It's me.
Yeah.
Somewhere that lives somewhere else.
So it's like some Marvel shit, like an alternate timeline.
Yeah, that's
kind of what you were alluding to.
Yeah.
Earlier.
But like I said, I don't really get in all that because you'll be busting your head. I just try to put stuff together. But I'm with you on that. I just feel like America trying to do too much. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you got a better chance of discovering that because it's I don't think it's going to happen.
But there's an eclipse coming. I believe it's April 8th.
Uh-huh.
And NASA is—they're shooting rockets at the shadow of it, and this is going further to that firmament thing. Like, if we are under a dome, then man is going to do everything he can to try to break that thing or learn as much about it as possible. But I personally have not gone to space. I've been in airplanes, at the same time. I haven't seen evidence of a dome, but then I haven't seen evidence of...
Yeah, been past that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they're working on space tourism, so I guess we should know something, right?
But think about this, though, too. If we're in that, they have the money to make it look like it's not in that. You know what I'm saying? You're paying money to go to just a certain way. Certain area, you know, America.
Yeah.
And but even I kind of agree with that too. It's like it's nothing to get into some type of aircraft.
Oh, yeah.
You've been flying, and then you have nothing but an LCD screen.
Oh, like that sphere in Las Vegas.
That's insane,
that sphere, that technology.
So what they say is like, so we on our phones, we got like 4K.
Yeah.
They said something that's like the resolution is like 17K or something insane. But having that realer than real sensation, you can make somebody think you're walking on the surface of the sun. Like, if it looks real.
With all the virtual reality.
Yeah.
Like the Apple thing with all that stuff. It's kind of hard.
And then they can even simulate the G's. Yeah. You know, you're flying in there. So, again, I don't know. And I know I'm not a flat earther subscriber, but I don't know. Like, there's a theory that Antarctica is not quite a continent.
Yeah, I heard
it. It's like a ring. I don't know if that's the Pacific Rim thing, but it's like a ring around the world, and then all the continents are in the middle, and then we have the dome on top, right?
Okay.
It sounds wild, but then when you look at the UN map, it's a flat Earth map. When you look at other organizations, they have the same type of map. It's not a globe, it's a flat Earth. Again, who the heck knows what's really going on? But, you know, it's the information age. I know it's going to come out. But there's an eclipse coming. You know, I believe it's going to be visible in America. There's also a comet coming, which they're calling what? The Devil's Comet. Only because it looks like the gases make it look like it has horns.
Okay.
But during the, I want to say it's April 20, late April, we should be able to see it with the naked eye. So we
That's around Hitler's birthday, by the way.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Forgot 420.
Yeah, the smoker's holiday.
Yeah, it's weed smoking day. But yo, Mr. Mayor, we want to talk a little bit about Haiti. If you could tell us a little bit about your experiences in the past, and then if you can give us some insight on how it is today.
Growing up, like my father from Haiti. My mom's from here. You know, I grew up with my mom, but I still in back and forth. It was nothing crazy like that in my life. So I moved to Georgia when I was young, my American side. So I lost a lot of that. I understand Creole, but it's gotta hit a certain way. So I kind of lost some of that. Just having that experience, but it's built in me. I like. You know, my favorite.
But you went back though, right?
Yeah, I came back here.
No, I mean you went back to Haiti like the visitors?
Nah.
Okay.
My pops won't let me right now. Like,
because it's kind of wild, right?
Yeah. When I was growing up here in Florida, it was tough being Haitian. Even if you were just Haitian, because you already got this stamina of banana boat rider, you know, But now everybody wants to be Haitian. Everybody ain't mother Haitian. I'm Haitian, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like America's right now making it seem worse than what it is. You know, it ain't always, like I told you, it's not always bad, it's not always good.
So tell us what it is.
It's just they just trying to get they want their life. They want to be treated right. You know what I'm saying? They tired of being treated like crap, man. You know, they some of the strongest people. They don't there's so many resources. Haiti, it's so many resources for Haiti to be in that whole little whatever they got going on right now anyway, you know. It just come down to corrupt. People just tired of getting treated bad. You know, nobody don't wanna go through that.
So let me ask you this, but have the gangs have taken control of the government?
So they killed president not too long or something like that.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's the gangs ain't letting no Americans come over there. Like, you go out there with helicopters, they shoot now.
So, but what I'm saying is, who's in power right now?
I don't know. Nobody knows. It's not the gangs.
It's not the gangs? No. Politicians or
something? No. So, it's not... The thing about it, it's not the gangs, it's just they can't control the gangs. So, they'll make it seem like it's the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
No. Technically, it's still the government in charge.
So, there's law and order. There's still police officers.
It was never law
and order. Is there military?
No, it was never like the cops can't. The cops, any of other countries, cops can't really do nothing like that. Hmm. They can go toe to toe, but they know what's gonna happen. And half of these, they ain't finna die for that.
Interesting.
They're not.
So there's no military forces out doing any type.
Nah.
So that's anarchy then.
Nah. And like I said, they painting this. Only way for us to know if you have somebody over there.
Yeah.
Or if you're over there.
So what are your folks saying?
They good.
They good?
Yeah, because...
Are they warlords?
Let me tell you something. Haiti, a lot of people don't understand Haiti itself, beside Dominican Republic, is a big island.
Yeah.
It's big. So something happening here don't mean it's happening over here.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're talking about one area. One, you got four, huh?
Yeah, I was about to say, is it Port-au-Prince that's the focus?
Yeah, that's like the capital.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad's from, let's start with the G. He's from the part, my dad from the part where they actually grow all the stuff at, like the rice, the department. Okay. That's where he's
agriculture.
From. The independent. So yeah. He's from the independent state.
Oh, okay.
The independent, yeah. But
like the Texas of
something like, yeah,
okay.
Something like, yeah. Yeah. So my dad's straight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like anywhere. Like we have our little crisis over here. But one thing they can't do, they can't put it like what happened in Ukraine, and they can't do it like what it happened in Israel or whatever over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna happen like that. It's not gonna happen.
How do you think this would be resolved? Because if you're saying the rest
America
of Haiti,
leave it alone.
If the rest of Haiti is good, like meaning there's still government, there's still people, then perhaps those outside that city are gonna have to manage that.
America, America need any other? They need to leave it alone.
America and France, right?
Yeah,
is China in there?
Hell, you know they not. Okay. They try, nah.
Okay.
Let them do it themselves. Because at the end of the day, if America or these other countries get involved, all they do got to offer money. It's still going to be corrupt.
Are there any parties, how you say, that are coming forth trying to negotiate?
Hell no. So I'm not going to say that. I'm not say that. To that effect, I don't know to a certain degree. I just know right now, think about it, bro. Every other month is something going on in Haiti. Right?
So if you were in charge of Haiti, what would you do? If you were in charge of Haiti. If you were able to have that power,
I'm keeping other countries out.
Yeah.
Setting different standards of living, money wise. That's just what it is, bro. It's corrupt. It's just feeding us crumbs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can have more than what we got. We got resources, and Haitian people know that. You know, they have resources. So why they not living like this if they ain't got these resources? You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. I'd just keep other countries out and do it.
Build y'all whole thing up.
Cut all the take the corruption out.
Yeah.
If you take the corruption out, that's the main issue with Haiti, the corruption.
I don't want to jump like
go ahead.
Two topics forward, but do you think a CBDC, a central bank digital currency that can be tracked on blockchain stuff, do you think that would stop corruption? If you could see where the money's going?
Because think about it. Say you're a governor from another country. I'm in Haiti. Me and him in Haiti. He ain't gonna see the money you give me. Now I'm supposed to, but you can do this, and I can go make decisions based off you giving me that money. And that's the problem. They're making decisions off because of money. I'm just going off what I know on hand. Like I really don't know exactly what it is, but that's my main.
It's money. Like about what's happening.
Yeah, it's money, man.
Well, and this we've been talking about this. If you get money out of politics, then you truly have democracy. But as long as you got lobbying and all that stuff in there and campaign and all that.
Because the citizens can't outspend.
And it sucks though because Haiti know their history. You have the Civil War over here. You have Mexico. You have my dad was telling me about this today. You have all this stuff out. We did all this stuff. First black independent. Think about it though. First black independent. People and look what we're going through from slavery. We still going through that, you know.
Yeah.
Haiti just want to be left alone, man. Why you in Jamaica? They left alone. Why ain't Virgin Islands? Leave them alone.
Yeah, well, you own Virgin Islands.
So. Yeah. But you that's know what I'm saying? But you don't own, just leave Jamaica alone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, most of these places are a lot more corrupt than Haiti.
Oh yeah.
It's just
sure.
Being more televised than, you know. What it is, America's just trying to the main thing is when y'all know something about America, when they want something, they make it all about that. When they try to put their hand in something, they're trying to do what they did to Puerto Rico to Haiti. It's not happening.
Okay.
Get over it. It's not happening. It's not happening. They went over to, you know, got their resources. It's not happening.
I think it's the Dominican Republic aspect of where they're trying to use that to leverage Haiti into.
And Dominican Republic government worse.
Yeah.
They worse. You know what I'm saying? They're worse, but they got a little more control. But they worse. Yeah. They'll play. They ain't. You they ain't finna play half of them mixed. Half of them Dominicans are mixed with Haitians. So you think they're gonna let America come change what they got going on? No. So it's just about corruption. It's corruption. I think we just leave it alone. Let them be. You know, America feel like they can pull on their cape and go save, but they just making shit worse. Man, mind your business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about some of the gangs in Haiti, but the night before, we were kind of talking about the gangs in Chicago and in America and other spots of America. Like, for one, can you compare the gangs in Chicago to, let's just say, California gangs and East Coast?
I told you about more, you know, BD, Black Disciples, Black, you know, all those, Blackstone. But more up there, it's more so about hoods, 63rd Street, 44th Street, you know, this California, it's about sets, but you're from a street. Like, I'm from Grape Street, I'm from Rolling City, the difference in that, it's real politics with that. Mm. Chicago is more so on some Black Panther brotherhood type stuff, but it's corrupt.
Now, what do you mean by that? That's not how I'm seeing it. That's not
so Chicago. To me, compared to Chicago gangs, compared to California and real gangs, that's a real gang to me.
Like gangs with structure.
Yes, it does. That's a gang. Yeah, they got structure.
Okay.
They way more structure. Then they got politics. That real deal politics. Out here, if you banging for a street or hood, that really ain't no politics. Politics from
you're
that.
This
Chicago. So you're from 63rd Street. Who's going to be over 63rd Street? We all stay here, right? How you going to be a big homie from 63rd Street? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out there, the reason why California, their politics change over time. That's why you got young dudes that are going to do what they want to do. That's the big difference. It's about hoods.
So it's like, I got to acknowledge the firepower and other.
Okay.
And it's most admirable. However, it seems to be directed at us. And what my vision would be for gangs to convert into militias or legalize, because let's be real, if poop hits the fan, it's like there are a lot of other cultures, they're out there training.
Yeah.
They're training in the shit and they got their guns, they know how to move tactically and everything. Yeah, I'm sure there's some brothers that are doing it, but not to the extent as other folks. Like the firepower that's among the gangs, if that were ever united for, let's just say, Russia or China was ballsy enough to come in to America, it's like, how would you unify that?
A couple things. It's not the older heads. We will do that. It's the younger dudes. They don't like structure. They don't like, you can't tell them what to do. You know, and another thing too, back, you know how we went through the slavery stuff and all that stuff. So the young generation, like, oh, I ain't have it. You can't tell me nothing. If that was me, so they don't like being controlled. They don't like being.
So you gotta empower them, man. It's almost like
they don't know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to. They don't.
Like, give them a little taste of power.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's like, I get you don't want to be told what to do. So it's almost like you give them.
Yeah.
Make a request. Say, hey, can you help us with the other? I don't know.
They said they don't care. So they're going to ask, why do I need to? They first, why? Why? Well, this country ain't doing nothing for me.
You got to sell the vision.
You got to sell that.
So you got to sell the dream then. Okay.
Now, granted, if you kill them, like, hey, listen, we gotta get ready because they trying to, you know, they'll be for it.
It's something to consider. And again, it's like, it's only a matter of time before organized gangs are gonna be deemed as terrorists. And when I say it, because I'm concerned that the wrath a freaking that has been seen in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'm talking about Predator drones, yeah, Hellfire missiles, capture and kill teams, kicking in doors and shit, like that can be directed at the black community. So perhaps it would behoove the gangs to convert the militias.
My take on that is, one thing about I know about America from my point of view is America don't like the shit where they eat. You know what I'm saying? They don't like the shit where they eat. So I don't think they'll want to cause that over here unless somebody else brings it. I'm with you on. I don't put nothing past them. You know
that
what I'm saying?
That movie's coming out, bro.
Yeah, I don't put nothing past them.
Civil War's coming out.
And it's about money, too.
It's definitely about money, but here's the thing. So the side of war, and we're going to see that in Ukraine.
Yeah.
You blow shit up.
Yeah.
But somebody gets the contract. Before the war's even finished, some construction company is getting the contract to rebuild it. If you don't think they want to knock down the hoods,
that's true,
in America and put condos up on these, then yeah, if you don't think civil war is an acceptable option for in an election year,
I think they I think it's the point though too. Think about compare it from now to years in the past. More people back got money, right? We're in a way better position where we're up. We're accessible to more stuff than we was back then. They're more scared of us.
You saying that black people are?
No, they're more scared of us than we know.
I can agree with the fear aspect, and even with the wealth. However, I think the wealthy black people do not see themselves.
That's like, right. Sorry, you're right.
There are us. And there are those niggas.
You're right.
But the one thing I like what you said, so was America don't like the shit they eat because they know the ramifications of that. Meaning all the uprisings from the 60s, 70s, what black Americans did. So they know what time it is, all those slave rebellions. They don't talk about those things, but they happen. So in the instance, they would. That's why they have to deal with us a certain way, because we're not immigrants. We're basically insider threat, and everywhere we live affects infrastructure most of the time. We're usually near trains, utility places, water treatment places. So they really don't want that smoke, because we can hit that. Yeah, it affect us, but we know it'll affect them too.
But I get what you're saying. I think instead of trying to get rid of gangs, teach them that because gangs ain't going nowhere.
Because the Second Amendment will support that. That hey, like a well-regulated militia is required for it. And I don't want to bastardize the, but it supports militia.
Yeah.
So if you build yourself like that, cool. It's the main thing is like. So a lot of gangs, at least from my understanding, like gangs are funded by criminal operations. Like that's what finances. Like whether it's just selling drugs, selling guns, that. So it's like, what are legal ways that?
You got artists.
Music, I can see.
You got rappers that it's more gang members in the music industry than it was, maybe like 70% of. Even if they fake or they're affiliated, they're bringing money to the gang. Because drug selling, believe it or not, though, we're still not the high. We don't sell the most drugs.
Who sells the most drugs?
Got Mexicans.
Obviously, because of cartels
and white people.
Yeah, big pharma.
White people. We're not.
We're not manufacturing.
So they put that on us, but it's them. Getaway. Oh, we gonna put this on them. But you're right. That it's like that. But it's you got gang members opening up restaurants. So and they don't tell this part. If you go to LA or whatever or different parts, a lot of them restaurants, a lot of gang members buying their hoods.
That's
a lot of rebuild. Like Nipsey ain't the only one. He's the only one publicized with doing that. There's a lot of dudes that they ain't even rappers. You know, I got a cousin that did that. He's working on with some other people to buy the whole little project he stayed in. They're doing stuff. It's just not publicized.
So essentially, it goes back to what I said last night. Create economic opportunity. That translates from that gang lifestyle. So you got the ones that like to throw hands, put them in boxing, yeah, and start funding them in boxing so they can get their money that way.
MMA and everything.
And then sign them up for the ones that like to shoot. All right, put them in shooting competitions. Like, all this stuff is transferable where they can make money. They see they can make money off this legally. Like, well, damn, I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to be ducking and doing
that. I told y'all what to do. Put that bag of water over the head.
And that's another tactic.
That'll get them right.
But, yeah. Like, what we're saying is you got to create, show the alternative to what they're doing. And that'll lead them out of it. Because now they ain't got to worry about getting hit up.
And then you got to, like, you know,
that constant fear.
And what he's trying to say, put them in power. We got to look past that. Well, man, they ain't going to care. You're not gonna know until you try. So you just can't off rip say they don't care.
Yeah.
That's all some dudes want. A way somebody to come, and that's all it takes. You come to hit a dude with a plan, because it's gonna give them a meaning of life. Most of these dudes in gangs,
I think they ain't got shit. Purpose.
Yeah, their purpose. Yeah. They ain't got no purpose. They just in the gang or trying to move up in the game.
And again, I think converting from a gang to a militia and then having core values and a sense of purpose. Like to protect the community. I forget what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been the riots and then those psyops where guys were like wearing the black mask and vandalizing shit. But dudes were, I saw brothers holding down their blocks. They were providing security. Man, for me, that was a beautiful
thing. Well, only bad thing about changing that, like kind of getting in as another thing, a lot of dudes lost family, homies. You know, family members to that, but for that game, so that embedded in them, like you keep it. Oh, my dead homies, they really mean that when they say that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you gotta just—it's a certain way you gotta go at that with that. You know?
Yeah,
what I'm that's it. Because most they gonna go against the brand off road.
All I'm saying is,
nah, you make sense.
Rebranding operation.
Killer Mike did that on that show on Netflix. What's the name of it? Where they made the Coca-Cola, the Crips, and the Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
That's an example. Just
but, low-key. You know, the funny thing about it, though, too, I'm going to tell you something about that. That's what society made it bad. It's not Bloods against Crips. It's not. Yeah. It's Crips against Crips.
Bloods.
That's why you see a lot of Bloods with a lot of Crips, because it's not even... Like I said, society made...
I believe it's called a... What is that, a 9-ball? Or is that one...
No, it should be an 8-ball. But they broke that. So it's... Cause you got different Crips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when it comes to no politics, it's just tough. It's tough because you're not in a gang. It's certain shit I can't tell you. You know what I'm saying? If it's on outside, so that would be the hard part about it. Certain politics, this gang, I can't rock with this person over. Then it's over many of years. Decades. So that's the number one part about it. Some people don't know how to let stuff go.
Okay.
So getting to work together, if you do go mission wise, you gotta leave it separate. It'll be easier in California than Chicago.
I see.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs federal.
That bag and that water. Yeah.
Waterboard defense.
I do, man. I do because I feel like that'll open another chamber in their mind. Like, I don't like when little kids get hurt, and then I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. Little kid getting shot. You don't post to mess with somebody with their kid. You don't post to do nothing to them.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't like that. So.
Well. I totally agree there should be laws of armed conflict. And I really thought Pac was negotiating a lot of politics between the gangs when he was alive. But I think there should be some sort of a sit down.
Mm-hmm.
But I know CJ, there was a topic you wanted to talk on.
Nah, we were talking about, actually Zoe brought it up too, like, we're talking about like Haitians are not African per se. They don't see themselves as African.
Descendants.
And we got on this topic and I was like, well, Black Americans kind of the same thing. They try to treat us like we're immigrants and it's like, nah. So from what I've been understanding since I've been digging into the history is that you have three groups that make up Black Americans that blended into making Black Americans. It's indigenous and aboriginal, which would be native, and people that's already here. Then you have the slave trade from the transatlantic slave trade, those percentages. Then you got the explorers that were out on the seas that kept coming back here. Because you had explorers before Columbus and all those dudes like that. They were Black. They were African.
Wasn't a Black slave owner in Spain, though?
Maybe. Yeah. I think maybe so.
But you said the aboriginals?
Yeah. Black people were here.
But hold on.
Before Native, what are considered Native Americans.
So my understanding, aboriginals were like with Australia.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were Black.
Well, you got Black
in Australia.
Yeah, the natives.
They almost wiped them out.
So you're saying
aboriginals in North America. I'm talking from that standpoint.
And that's what I'm saying. Where do they originate from? From Africa?
Well, remember Pangea.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically when you're saying African descendants, we all spread out. And that's why we're in every corner of the globe, even though they don't want to acknowledge that, but we are.
Yo, even in China, like, not in Asia, man, like, forget what you were saying, some mountain tops where...
Yeah, my homegirl Phoebe, she said the Black folks are in the mountains in Taiwan. Mm. So I'm like, you would never know that.
And we discussed they were in Ireland.
I was going to bring that up. The leprechauns, I've heard that concept is not, it was a tribe.
Yeah,
twa. And they took that concept and called them leprechauns. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a tribe of I don't know, African.
It's twa.
They were black.
Pygmies, I think they're twa.
I seen a picture of them too, yeah.
But the thing is, like, Africa is so diverse that some of the tallest people in the world are there, but as you mentioned, some of the smallest people.
Yeah.
They were the smallest, the tallest.
They were originally from Africa.
I think people just get when that African word of calling them Africa, they just let that word take over and not really understand. That's what they're just saying. It's a part where you come. You're not. It's just a part where you come from. I'm not calling you African. You know. Yeah. I think a lot of people get that misconstrued.
And we were talking about we had all have similar traits and stuff like that. Even though, say, you Haitian, I'm Black American, etc.
But it's like it took a lot to create the African American, and it's just not a breeding of Africans. It was, how do you say, white slave masters. Uh-huh. And how do you say, but at the same time, the short females were fucking their slaves too.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of mixed DNA. And I'm being kissed by a doggy right now.
Peanut.
Hey, buddy.
Relax. That's the dog, folks. Relax. Uh-oh, they go daddy. He gonna get you. But I guess the last thing, we keep it light to close this episode out since we got a few minutes left. We're gonna talk about Cam. What's your experience been like being in Orlando?
City boy with it.
It's city boy with it.
Yo, loving it. It's a very cool city. It's not overwhelming like New York City. How you say, soccer game was cool.
Yeah.
Definitely lots to eat out here, but evidently they don't have Sanitas. But yeah, it's a really dope city. Definitely see CJ being the mayor of it.
No, that's so underground mayor right there. I'm chill. Oh, you saying political office?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know.
Yeah, flex up.
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah. Man, most people come in, I can look at them and be like, man, because it's not too fast, it's not too slow, but a lot of people still get lost. Yeah. They don't know what to do. I see you fit right in, bro.
Yeah,
you on the outside looking in, you don't even know you're not from there.
New York was... I did New York for nearly a decade. And it was like... Now, as at my age, I don't think I would want to get too deep into New York. Because that's a city. It's a huge... probably the biggest city in America. But Orlando was like, yo, you got that city feel. You got mad food for days, lots of events and everything. But if you want to get low out of it, you can peel out pretty quick. And that, it's like a really dope city.
Middle of downtown, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
It's chill. And what was your perception of Orlando before you got here? I'm very curious.
Yeah, I would know this.
I was like, all I knew of Orlando was just like, Disney. Take Ashley Baby, we're going to do Disney World. But like, I did do Orlando Studios, and that was my only conception of it. And I thought the city revolved around that. Like, everything was built up around that. But now I'm seeing that it's like its own thing. Like,
you haven't seen it yet. Like, I don't ever see it. It's a lot more. Like, it's cities, but it looks.
Yeah, I was telling them about, like, when we ate at that restaurant Oak Ridge, and we cut across all the way over. Yeah, and I was telling, like, South Chase right there. I'm like, Belle Isle, Pine Castle, Edgewood, all right there.
Because this is Soto District. If you go that way, that's the Hourglass District.
Okay.
So it's little gyms here and there.
I've been taking on the Mills to eat.
Yeah, that's so, basically so Hourglass. Some exploring, man.
Yeah.
Nah, you fit right in, man. I look forward to you. You know, progress again. You know, regroups now.
Yeah, look, you know, set up the headquarters, and then we're gonna be planning in.
You the first one. We try to get here. And did it. Yeah, we try to get everybody.
Yeah, we're trying to get Daniel here too, man.
But I just wanted to, you know, again, happy Easter to the folks who are out there. I just want to say, like, hard times will bring you closer to God, and things that are out of your hands, just let them go, give it to God, and you'll get what you need. I'm going to leave it at that. But any closing remarks?
I appreciate y'all letting me come on this. It's been a long time, dude.
Yeah.
It happened organic like we always said it would.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. It should be a good episode. So,
Fuego.
We good. That's it. I'm just happy, man, with my bros, and we building out here. We trying to do something.
That's what's up.
That's it.
Upgrade America.
Peace.
Peace.
So happy, you know.